Good morning. Welcome to a special closed session meeting here at the Vets Hall, Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013. Let the record state that all council members are present. We have a quorum, and at this time, the meeting will come to order. I have the summary of the closed session items to be read. We have today CS1, which is Government Code Section 54957B1, Public Employee Discipline, Dismissal, Release, Termination of Contract, City Manager, and CS2, Government Code Section 549B1, Public Employment. At this time, we can open it up to public comment for all items on the closed session agenda. For those who would like to speak at this time, please do so.
Carla Wixom, Morro Bay. Andrea, there are very few people in this day and age who can boast a career showing 27 years at one employer. It's an impressive statement, and it speaks volumes to the quality of the job you've done. You know, that's something these three council members can never take away from you, so remember that.
Janice House, Morro Bay. Jamie Irons, you don't seem to understand that you are all temporary part-time employees of the city. Just because you have power doesn't mean that you should use it. A good leader knows this. The actions you are taking will be bad for the city for many years to come. The taxpayers and the city employees will be paying for your mistakes long after you are out of office. I know that nothing I can say will change what will happen in today's closed session. I completely support Andrea, and what you are doing shows what a bad leader you are. Back in mid-September, you had an emergency meeting in order to fire Robin Andrea. You said that it had to be an emergency meeting in order to deal with personnel issues quickly. It is now almost 2 months later, and they still aren't resolved. This could have been resolved quickly and less expensive by just paying them what their contract required them back in September. I can't imagine what it's been like to work for the city these past 2 months. As you said, both Andrea and Rob did their jobs well, and there was no cause to fire them. I can only assume that other employees are in fear that they may be next.
Only to draw attention of the audience and the cameras to the floral arrangements that have shown up in front of Andrea's place here. This is just our tribute to her, as we know her time, her days here are numbered or gone. And she has worked well for the city. A number of us who worked with her have been very supportive because we've seen the job she can do. And it is truly unfortunate. But then you know where you're headed with this. We don't. But I'm sure we will remember this council for years.
My name is Homer Alexander. Andrea, my wife and I have recently talked to a lot of residents in Morro Bay, and while they have not always agreed with everything I have said, the one topic where there is universal agreement is that we have terrific city services. Anyone who has had any experience in managing people knows that if there's not strong leadership at the top, the enterprise doesn't work well. Contrary to the opinion of our mayor, Morro Bay works well. Thank you for all your years of service, and especially the last six, where you have been responsible for keeping the trains running on time.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Grantham. Looks like somebody in this building is loved and respected. And boy, what does it take to get love and respect? Well, it takes dedication, honesty, integrity, energy, the desire to do a great job, and you've done all that. And on a personal note, I want to thank you from when I first got on council, how patient you were with me, coming in every day asking about stuff and your willingness to sit and talk through it and help me understand the workings of city government. And you and Bill Pierce both were very helpful to me when I first came on, and I really appreciate that. And we'll always love you.
I'm Judy Thompson, a Morro Bay resident. Somebody mentioned that this is a memorable city council. I agree, but I agree in a very positive way. I fully support the actions of the majority of the board of the council. I believe that the majority needs a supportive staff that is of like mind in the direction, and I thank the majority for making this a much more transparent city and place to live. Thank you.
Marlene Peter, resident of the city for about 47 years. I worked with Andrea on the Morro Bay Community Foundation basically since it was started, which is about 20 years. And all I can say at this point, thank you.
Stan House, Morro Bay. There's nothing transparent and there's nothing open about canceling your Tuesday night meeting and having a special closed session at 10 a.m. on a Monday morning or Tuesday morning. Andrea, I want you to know that you can leave with your head held high and know that ethically your shoulders and head above the three council majority up here. You've done a fantastic job. You've been good to the people. You've volunteered for a lot of things, and we all appreciate it.
Maureen Kaspersky, Morro Bay. Thank you, Andrea. You're going to be an extremely tough act to follow, if it's even possible.
Keith Taylor, resident of Morro Bay. I'm here to thank Andrea for all the work she's done. Both her and Rob were on all the events, did all kinds of things, more than I can say for Mr. Irons or Christine Johnson. I don't think they understand what a community is. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the city, and I'm afraid, I hope you'll do well, I know you will, and we may not do as well. But all of us in the community love you. We appreciate everything you've done and all the things that you've done for our community. Thank you.
He has a whole train of people behind him that has always been against Morro Bay. So, Andrea, thank you so much. I know that when I used to work for, not work, but pick up trash for Morro Bay Beautiful, you always stop me and say, thank you for picking up the trash. You were so transparent, very transparent. So now, people out there watching this on TV, you heard our comments. So when you were out there knocking on your doors saying what this recall is all about, please sign the recall. I really appreciate it and will appreciate it. And I believe what Homer said, this is a community that there's nothing wrong with this community. Fire department, police department, and our parks. Everything is together in this town. I just don't know why we got this split. I just don't understand these handful of people that hate this town. I wish they'd just move out. Thank you.
Public comment is still open for those who'd like to speak at this time.
Good morning, John Solo. Andrea, thank you for all your service for the past 27 years for the city of Morro Bay. I worked for a lot of big hotel companies, and one thing I treasured is the people and longevity and that worked with me. Mr. Mayor, you just created a new dictionary, a new word in the dictionary in the English language, management by fear. I don't know if that's going to be successful, but I wish you good luck. And the last person I want to address is Christine Johnson. September 12th, you look like hell. You were so upset about what was
John,
going on.
John, that's inappropriate to be directing
okay,
like that.
So
at this point, I think address the council.
She did, and she looks very happy today. And she is now known as the hatchet manager. And thank you for all the things, all the divisions that you're making for this community.
Public comment is on, still open.
Hello, I'm Janice Peters, former mayor. What does the city manager have to do? They have to understand the workings of the town, both inside and outside of City Hall. They have to be a positive representative of the city and the county, the state, and in Washington, D.C. They have to have the trust and respect of the department heads and staff. They have to present a helpful, positive attitude to the public. And they have to work with various levels of experience in the councils that come in successively during their term in the position. And that can be done by just about anybody you could hire to a certain extent. But other qualities that Andrea has are a total dedication and love for this city. You can't pay for that. You can't find it. You can't buy it. You can't hire it. It comes from experience. It comes from her heart. And I can't tell you, I've gone through 5 city managers, and I'm a person who would stop by City Hall late, and the only one I ever found still in office, working late, 5:30, 6, Andrea. I knew I could talk to her then. She'd be there. She wouldn't even bother about, I have to get home. She'd sit and talk to me. I think part of the problem with the new members of this council is you haven't talked to her enough. She can't guess by osmosis what you want her to do. She can only be as good an employee of yours as you let her be. And I think that's where the failing has happened here. If you liken the city of Morro Bay to a ship, you are the CEOs of the shipping company. You decide what it'll carry, where it'll go. She's the one that has to run the ship over the ocean. And she and her first mate, Rob, who's already been scuttled, did a very good job of piloting that ship over the ocean in some very rough waters in the past few years. They really did do a good job. Now you're getting ready to have your good captain walk the plank as well. It's really sad because you're going to leave the ship of Morro Bay adrift in very treacherous waters when we have a wonderful captain who's ready to stay at the helm. And just the fact that she would be ready to stay at the helm after all this is amazing. But you're firing her for doing her job well. I don't understand the logic in that. You have the right to do it, but I don't understand it. Andrea, it has been a pleasure to work with you. I'm trying not to get emotional here, but it's hard. You've been wonderful to this city from day one. We haven't always agreed, but I've always been able to talk to you and work things out. And that you can't buy for love or money. Thank you.
Public comment is still open. Any other comments from Council? George, to your left. Seeing none. Christine? Nancy?
I have one short comment. And I think it's wonderful that even in a community that's as divided as ours right now, no matter which side you're on, we live in a city and a country where you can get up and speak your mind without fear of retribution or the loss of your job. And that's something I really appreciate.
Thank you, Nancy. Noah? Seeing none, at this point we can convene to close session, and we'll come back when we follow it up with that. Thank you. Check? Okay, thank you. All right, welcome back. We've now convened from closed session, and at this time we'll turn it to our city attorney for the reportable action.
There are no reportable actions at this time. Attorney Steve Seamus has been directed to continue negotiations with the attorney for the city manager.
Okay. Thank you for that. And at this time, we will adjourn the closed session meeting. Thank you.